We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody! From an unfinished basement in Shorewood, Wisconsin, it's your mostly unemployed host, Bart Winkler. Hey, everybody! It's so good to be here. Coming up on today's show, we're talking Bucks and their opponent, obviously the Detroit Pistons. We're talking the Brewers making some moves, saying goodbye to some. Hello to some that they just said goodbye to. Very weird. And Gutekunst calls on Aaron Rodgers for flat-out ghosting him. All that and more on the Bart Winkler Show. All right, so we can test a few of those things out as days go forward. Again, we are just starting the program. This is the immediate start of the program, and we're going to get right into Q, who is joining the start of the program. And I'm also going to bring Matt and the Falls in as well. Let's bring everybody in.
Oh,
let's just start the program.
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
I haven't seen Matt in the Falls in like a month.
It's been a while. Danger. It's been a while. Can you hear me?
What's going on? I hear you. You hear me. I hear he.
I hear everyone.
Hear she.
Q just dropped his phone into his lap.
Yes, he did. So a lot that we want to talk about tonight and this morning. But the first thing I'm going to mention is the Bucks beating the Pistons 126-116. There was no Drew, who may have some financial stuff going on. That's weird.
I just looked it up.
Yeah, is that confirmed?
He has to testify he is the victim of wire fraud. Morgan Stanley advisor was defrauding several NBA players, including him, and he had to testify against him.
Like $5 to $7 million worth from some.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I think the total is like 14 million from like 7 or 8 dudes.
Well, he's got a lot more than that, so I don't feel too bad for him.
Well, but if he needs a night off against the Pistons, I'm not going to be too upset.
Did you watch a second of the game?
I watched the whole game.
You've said Pacers twice.
I always do that with the Pacers and the Pistons.
Well, we got the Pacers Wednesday, I think.
I know, but I always do it. I always do it with these two teams and vice versa. The thing I want to say about Detroit is they always seem like they're 3 years away, but they never are. But even still, this was a team that was going to lose to the Bucks no matter what the roster. And the message that I want to put out, and then you guys can echo or fight me on this, but the message I want to put out right away is I saw a lot of people, as Bart goes straw man argument again, because I saw one person, but I say a lot of people. A lot of people are saying, I saw a lot. No Drew and Chris, do we even want the one seed? If you're someone in that boat, you're not ready. You're not ready for a playoff run. If you're stressing about the one seed against a Pistons team who we play with our scrubs, and our scrubs aren't scrubs, that's the secret. Our scrubs are not scrubs, okay? So stop that, and if that is you, you're not ready. That's all I'm going to say, Q.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great win. Anytime you can go out there and win a game missing two of your three top players, that's a great win. I think it was great to see Gordon out there. Like, he hadn't – did I say his name right?
No.
That's the first time I've said it out loud.
What'd you say, Gordon?
His Goran.
Goran Dragic.
Dragic.
Goran Dragic.
Dragic.
Goran Dragic. All right.
Dragic.
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 Drag.
Well, anyway. Okay, you can never get mad when someone says Adetokounmpo wrong now.
The alphabet. Goran, the alphabet.
I can't do it, but...
it's in the bank and earning interest.
But I think that, like, every win these days matter, and we've got four games this week, so it's great to get one of the easy ones out of the way. We're really going to need that Pacers win on Wednesday, because Thursday is almost a scheduled loss against the Celtics. Celtics have a first game of a back-to-back against the Bucks, but they've got an off day before that. So I'm very concerned about Thursday, and that one's obviously worth a full point in the win and loss column. So hopefully we can rest some more guys on Wednesday against the lowly Pacers, but they obviously destroyed us last time, and Jordan Nora scored 33 points yesterday.
I think you got his name wrong too. It's Jordan Wara.
I said Wara.
He said no Wara.
Well, he's no Wara on the team.
I already did one soft restart of the show on YouTube. Should I do another one? Like
that. That was rough.
Jesus.
How
many seconds of the game did you watch, Matt?
Let's see. I caught most of the first quarter, and then bedtime really hurts on these 6 o'clock games.
Oh, with the kiddies?
I got two bedtimes back to back, so it's not a slow process. So I missed most of the second and third quarters for bedtime, but I saw first and fourth. Middleton was hot. It looked good. Everyone, like, I saw we had four people in double figures, over 20. We had four guys over 20 points.
Look at you.
So, I mean, we're just deep as hell. It's ridiculous. Every game does count, because the one seed is incredibly important, and if you don't think so, you're a fool, because if you're the second or the third seed, you have to go through, you know, so it's Philly, the Celtics, and the Bucks at the top. Whoever is not the one seed has to play two of those teams. Whoever is the one seed has to play the winner of 2 versus 3, because how the tournament goes, the one seed can only play the 4 seed. Right. I don't know what's funny about this.
I just love the explanation of it.
Well, it's like, I don't know how you could possibly not understand this. Like, if you're the one seed, you only play one of them. If you're the 2 seed.
Well, I think a lot of times when we talk about one seed, people are worried about the home court advantage.
I don't give a shit about where we're playing.
Harping on the 2 versus 3 thing makes more sense, because who's the 4 team in the East? The Cavs?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Cavs.
Yeah,
and I'm sure the Cavs will win one of the first 2 games in Milwaukee, and we'll get all scared. This is a message I got from Eddie. He says, how would you compare your confidence level for a Bucks championship for this year to the Bucks in 2021? I would say pretty high. I mean, pretty
higher. Higher.
I don't know. I knew they were winning.
I feel like...
Well, at what point? Like, at this point in the season? I'm definitely high.
When they were down 2-0 to the Nets, I knew they were winning.
Okay, but we're not even close to there yet. Like,
yeah. So give me some time. But I feel like I'm very close. I'll never put out chairs again, because that was a one time thing that I bring up 3 years later. So I'll never do that again.
You could always try.
Yeah, although I do need the attention a little bit more. I am just in my basement. I don't have a 15-watt antenna that's blasting through like 3 different parts of town, and if you ever are under a tunnel or in a parking lot, you can't get 1250. God forbid.
Is 15 watts a lot?
15 watts is like me to the wall down here.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what 1250 had?
1250, I would have been better suited standing on the corner of 108th and Grange, just like, the Bucks won last night. Here's your 3 trends. I would have been better off doing that.
I wish I knew where that was.
I feel like a different level of confidence. I feel like we really need the one seed, and then yeah, I mute. Will feel like we're a lock to get out of the East.
Mute yourself.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I was picking it up. I leaned back. I'm sorry.
Well, are you sick? I'm a little sick.
I don't know. My son is sick, and it's whatever. It's
we're maybe. All sick. Who cares?
I don't know. Whatever.
All right, Q, you were saying something that Matt and I weren't listening to. What?
I'm not sick, by the way, but not that you guys care.
I care.
But no, I was saying I have a lot more confidence for the Bucks to come out of the East, especially if we can get the one seed this year. But I'm a little concerned with the West. It doesn't seem like there's a clear favorite there, but there are some very good teams that could get out of there. Which the year that the Bucks won, it didn't seem like there were any powerhouses coming out of the Western Conference. So it was like whoever came out of the East seemed like they were going to get the W. But maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, I just feel like I think the team is better than they were 2 years ago. So whether things play out the same way, they are as deep as it gets. And that's just the one main takeaway I have on this game is – like if you're coming into this game nervous or worried, or even if you're watching the Bucks up four, or even the other night, who was it that they were up the other night, like 4 points at halftime and they sucked. And then they had a big third quarter run. Like you can't, I'm not talking about, this is not from a Bucks. This is me telling you as a fan, I'm not telling you how to fan. I'm telling you, like, you got to strap in, dude. 'Cause this is going to be a ride. I don't think we remember. Maybe we were just like too euphoric from 2021, but there are ups and downs, and you get punched and you get up and you get knocked down again. Just as a fan, it's exhausting as a fan. And that's 2 months of that. So let's like not freak out in the second quarter against Detroit.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot of like new school Bucks fans that probably didn't start watching Bucks basketball until like game 6 or 7 against the Nets in 2019. And there's a lot of people that are watching the regular season right now, not understanding how it works. And like these games do matter for seeding. But when I say like us losing a game on Sunday didn't really matter, like it was a scheduled loss. And that if we lose Thursday, it's not the end of the world. Like we have the 2 seed locked up already. We're battling with the Celtics to get the 1 seed. It's very important. But even if we lose Thursday, I feel very confident that we'll get it. So,
yeah, we want the 1 seed. But if we end up being the 2 seed, I think we'll all live.
Well, and the Celtics just – there seems to be something wrong with them. Like, I know Grant was talking about kind of the drama with Brown and his contract issues. Like, it just seems really strange. They don't have the same type of energy that they had last year. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I don't know. I feel really confident in us coming out of the East, unless there's an injury. But I think, like, even if Drew or Chris were to get hurt in the playoffs, it feels like our roster is deep enough that we could almost absorb like missing them for a half a series or a series before the finals.
Q, good to see you, buddy. If you want to hop on later, I'm going to bring in Rogers, I think. Feel free.
See ya.
Peace, Q. Matt, what else you got?
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about the West. I'm not worried about anyone out West. I mean, Golden State.
So what series worries you the most? Probably the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, so that's why we need the 1 seed. So then we're guaranteed. I mean, we're going to play either Philly or Boston. And assuming we come out of that, I think we win the title in 6, no problem. I don't even know who's going to come. Denver? Denver is really good.
I can't get into Denver. I don't think Jokic is good on D, and I think teams are going to attack him.
That's the thing. I don't think anybody can beat us 4 out of 7 times.
I don't either. And that's what I said. That's what I said. The first time I ever said that was 2020.
2019. And then the Raptors beat us four in a row. So I'm always cautious to say that, but
but we're a lot better now, and there aren't any teams that are, well, I mean, other than, you know, Boston and, you know, Philly has, and Embiid's apparently the MVP now. So,
As long as it's not Jokic, I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, Embiid is, he's a character. He can have one. It's funny, whatever. So, yeah.
All right. Well, if you got anything else, I'm going to be whipping around a little bit. Feel free to jump on. Good to see you.
Yeah. It's been a while. But I'll be in the comments. I have been in the comments.
I've seen you in the comments.
All right. Well, see you later.
Man, the falls. I'll get to Austin here. People in the comments have been begging for Austin to join. I'll get to him in 60 seconds because I got to remind you about HappyPlaceHemp.com. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. So I like to make sure that the products I use work the way I think that they should work. And I took them for a long time and they were helping me sleep. And then I thought, what if I don't take some for a little bit? And there was like a week where I could not sleep. And then I took the gummies again, and then I was like sleeping again. So they are great for me. The CBD, CBN ones, those are purple. The only problem I have with their gummies, and I'm dead serious, is they actually taste very good. And so you do want like more than one, especially the strawberry ones and some of the fruity flavors. So they taste very, very good. A lot of gummies that I've seen, like I've been looking on like Gummy Reddit, and people are like, oh, the gummies, are they work, but they taste so bad. These ones taste great. Almost too great. And as I said a little bit yesterday, I know someone whose pet is dying. So the tinctures will work for that doggy. And you can get them like the cream, the CBD, if your wrist hurts or, you know, some of you guys, your right wrist might feel a little looser than your left one. If you are free to be on with me every night, I'm sure. Get the CBD oil, get the gummies, get it all. Promo code BART, 25% off every order at happyplacehemp.com. Speaking of commercials, anyone see that new Gruber commercial tonight? It was like overproduced. Man, it was like, I had to like rewatch it. And Stephen Watson's in there. A lot of people don't know Stephen Watson, son-in-law of David Gruber. Well, you know now, a couple of different shots. I married up, but we're going to fight for you. And if we get knocked down, we'll get back up. If you're on the hop and an Eagle disposal truck butt rams into it, we're going to support you all the way through your neck injury. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. Austin, who is blending more and more into the Jim Morrison poster in the bedroom.
This one's The Office, man.
Oh, that's The Office?
The Office. Yeah. So I gotta take one of those in a little bit.
Your signal's bad.
So my signal's bad. All right.
Yep. Leave and come back. Go buy a new computer and come back. All right. Thanks. I'll catch up with some of these comments here that have been coming in. Dawson says the Gruber commercials are so cringe. I don't know. This one was like, if you didn't see it, you will see it. But normally it's just like him standing in front of a wall being like, we love our Milwaukee Brewers. And then one call, that's all. Or things are bad these days. So here's pictures of puppies. But this is like a day shoot. I married up, way up. This was like a whole day shoot, man. And it was really nice out, so that must have been filmed a while ago. But they finally debuted it. I haven't seen it before. Greg wants to know where Tim Shea is. He's out driving. There's a big conference in town, so he's got to be on the road driving Uber. Chad says, hey, Bart, off topic, but how about Chucky Freeman's getting the Locked On Brewers podcast hosting duties. Congrats to Chuck Freeman. He will be on Locked On Brewers, the daily podcast. It is the hot potato of Wisconsin podcast. I think it's had like seven different hosts in the last 4 months. With all due to everyone who has hosted or been asked to host I actually did turn it down twice. So that's interesting. But yes, Chuck will be hosting that. So Chuck's hosting that. And I said, hey, man, you're on a podcast. Let's collab. And he's still dogging me. Zach in the Falls just gave me $9.99 for the Twitter checkmark to keep it. Zach, if there's a refund button, I'm going to give you that back. I do not want that Twitter checkmark. I'm not giving any money to Elon ever. The latest thing I saw was now if you want to vote in Twitter polls, you have to be subscribed to Twitter Blue to get rid of the bots. Elon's trying so hard to get rid of the bots when there's been more bots than ever since Elon took over. I don't quite get it. Brevin says, Bucks just need the playoffs to start. They are the best team in the league. Get this shit started. Heathcliff, when talking about the fans, says, I miss Mike McGivern's extreme Midwest accent. Nothing better. You guys were bugging Austin to come in, and then he came, and then his reception got bad. So that's a good batch of the comments so far.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So the Bucks, obviously, I think that we can have the playoff discussion a lot. Let me just go through the box score for those of you that had to put the kids to bed or did not watch the game or are hosting a podcast pretending like you watched the game. I kid. I watched a lot of it because Javon Carter was in my DraftKings lineup, which is doing pretty good, but I had Luka and he kind of dogged it for me. Eventually had a decent night, but kind of dogged it. Javon with 22, Lopez with 24. Middleton with 34, Portis with 21, Grayson Allen with 7, just 2 of 7 for him. Pat Connaughton continues to struggle. That's something that we should watch down the stretch. Connaughton is struggling from 3. And if he's going to struggle like that, he's not going to play. Joe Ingles struggled from 3, 1 for 5, got a tech, but didn't like that. Dragic got in early and then didn't see the court really any time after that. Thanasis had his bucket. He's like good for a bucket a night now. And then Jay Crowder, I thought he'd play more in this game with how many people were out. But Crowder only played 12 minutes. For the most part, it was that lineup, 30-plus minutes for Portis, Middleton, Lopez, Carter, and Allen. And I don't know how they would do with a full season, but if you had a team where Javon Carter was the starter, Grayson was the 2, Middleton and Bobby were the 3-4, and Brooke was the 5, that's a playoff team in either conference. That's a playoff team in either conference. Maybe playing. I mean, that's a playoff team. With Crowder off the bench, Ingles off the bench. I don't know. I mean, that's so. And this is better than a lot of the playoff teams that we've put out there. The Bucks. This is better than a lot of the 8 seeds we've put out there. This is better than the Fear the Deer team. That's a good lineup. So let's just remember that the Bucks are deep. And the Bucks are good. Let's just remember that. Okay? Let's not freak out. Let's try again with Austin. Did you reboot and reload? What's up?
I just flushed the DNS. So how am I doing? It's no so good.
I kind of can't tell if that's stalling or if that's just your normal voice.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
All right. Yeah. Talk a little bit.
Okay. Joe, can you give me the box score? Bucks, let's see, Chris Middleton here, 34 points. Bobby Portis, 21. Brooke Lopez, 24. Javon Carter, 22. Did I get that right?
That's very good, and I'm going to get back to you, but I do see in my little window, Tony in Texas is on here with a – is that a real man behind? Oh,
that's Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman.
At first,
Tony's
joining in the little box, and it looked like there was a real person behind you.
No, that's.
I thought you were at the barber shop or something.
No, I'm in my garage. I got a Troy Aikman. I don't know, what do you call these guys? Life size poster.
Cutout. It's a cutout.
Cutout. Flat. Troy.
Okay.
So anyway. Hey, Bart, I do apologize to Basement Dave and all the kids that were listening the other night for all my F-bombs.
Tony, Q says that's your sex doll.
Oh, no. She's in the closet.
I don't doubt that for a minute.
So, okay.
And since you love mom so much, you probably, like, draw on wrinkles and stuff.
Hey, I got to say, I think Q was coaching that team today. That was such a Q type of game. Just really just, I don't know, not a lot of energy, not a lot of effort. But they got the win. That's what counts. And I will say this. I got to give a shout out to John Horse with the construction of this team, with Javon Carter, you mentioned, Brooke Lopez. These two guys have just been outstanding. Then you got Bobby Portis. Both three of those guys off the scrap heap, if you don't remember. The Lakers got rid of Lopez. Javon Carter was basically cut from the Nets. And then Bobby was
More Dragic, so they could sign Dragic.
Oh, Dragic is a communist spy, Bart. I do not trust that guy. I don't trust Dragic. No way. I don't trust that guy. So, yeah.
Good win. Take.
I
you tweeted Dragic. That too?
He's one of those dudes that...
I'm not down for that conspiracy.
No, he's like an informant for the Raptors there. You don't trust that guy. I don't trust Dragic.
Yeah, it was weird seeing him in a Bucks uniform. I didn't like it.
So, hey, I got to say this. The Bucks do have the best team in the league, but they've got to be the slowest team in the league. They trotted out five white guys at one time today, Bart. Holy cow. I hadn't seen that since the 80s, since the Celtics.
I don't see color when I watch basketball.
Everyone does. Everyone does. And I noticed not that me. That one popped out, man. Right, nope. Austin? I know you know what I'm talking about. No?
Well, I feel like Bud has a little bit of a love affair with the white player.
Where was Beauchamp?
I don't know what that is.
Where's Beauchamp?
I'm going to get off this topic.
Why is he not getting any minutes?
But where's Beauchamp, though? In all seriousness, where was Beauchamp today?
I don't know. He's not playing enough. I agree.
I don't understand what the deal is with him, why they're not playing him. But they should get him some minutes. He's a valuable player.
He's good.
He's a good player. He's a good player. Wes Matthews, I understand, is probably his last year at the Bucks. He was okay today.
Jeez, you guys.
We
take a timeout. Everyone's internet sucks.
People are calling me, man. That's what it is.
Oh, well, leave and come back.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to cycle through some people. Come back.
All right.
Okay. Austin, anything else for you?
Yeah, just the Aaron Rodgers Gutekunst shit that happened today. Man, dude, Goody.
I brought Tony back.
F that whole thing up.
And I'm gonna bring Spark Guy in. Let me give you a cone roller professional reset. We've got Austin in here with internet that is still questionable at best. We've got Tony in Texas who has a Troy Aikman sex doll behind him. We've got Spark Guy joining us who I was gonna play one of your voicemails unless you want to talk Brewer. I'll play your voicemail later. And we've got audio coming from someone's background that is annoying me. I think it's Spark Guy.
Probably Spark Guy.
Yeah, they ain't mine.
Really?
Are all of you, do you guys know I've been doing this for 6 months?
What audio? What do you hear in my background?
Like ocean waves.
By a vent. Here, hold on.
Oh my God.
What the hell, Spark Guy? Hey, where's Tim Shane?
This is going to be like the first podcast I ever have to edit.
Jeez. Where is Tim Shea today?
He actually was just about to join, and then he left.
I got to talk to him about this North Texas, Wisconsin boring Badger game. I want to talk to him about that game coming up. We got to have a little bet, a little wager.
Are you a big North Texas fan? You know,
I went to college here. I go to a couple games a year, sure.
This is amateur night. Midwest Ballers is right. I'm too embarrassed to even publish this one.
Is it better? I was by a vent, I think. I don't know.
No, you were by a portal that Dr. Strange opens.
I just had to, jump on because I wanted to first talk about Tony's belligerence on Saturday, and then all of a sudden he just jumped into like McCarthyism, just calling people communists, and it was getting really intense. I don't know, maybe is that Dallas thing like catching on with you? The whole you went to that JFK rally, and now you're CIA communism and all that stuff.
Anyone whose last name ends with itch is a spy.
Don't trust them.
So where are we at? We talking Roger stuff?
Austin, what else you got? You brought up Goody. Go ahead with your Goody stuff.
We're at an Aaron Rodgers point. Okay.
Yeah.
Goody, I'm going to hop off and let you guys do your thing after this one. Couldn't Goody have just been like, we made it clear that Jordan Love was our guy rather than Rodgers didn't respond to us? No, dude, you did make it clear years ago when you drafted Jordan Love, and it's fine now. I'm good with it. Rodgers, you got to go. It's done with, and he knows that. There's no need for Goody to fucking – God damn it, there it was.
No, I'll let you go. I'm going to play Goody's comment.
To be a smaller human.
I swear to God.
He's the GM.
Austin, I'm going to let you go. Your internet got bad again. I mean, you guys are on like Mars. All right. Hold on. I'm going to play Goody's comments. Okay. I'm going to play Goody's comments off of Matt Schneidman's Twitter account. So I have to get off my account and get onto a different one because Schneidman blocked me because I said he writes like a kid and he hasn't proven me wrong since.
Didn't seem too pleased from your perspective. How did the last couple months kind of transpire?
Yeah, I didn't really take his comments like that, and it's certainly not true. I mean, I think, you know, as we got out of the offseason or after the season and we had a good conversation, and then, you know, we're going to have some follow-up conversations. And our inability to reach him or for him to respond in any way, I think at that point, then we just kind of had to do my job and kind of reach out and understanding that a trade could be possible and see who was interested. But the shopping was never really part of that.
So when you gave him that contract extension, you've said publicly your intention was for him to not just play last season, to play beyond that. At what point did it shift to, okay, we need to move on?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously it was a disappointing season, right? And you come out of the season, you have a lot of conversations not only with Aaron, but with the rest of the team, coaches, and everybody. And as you go through that process, you kind of get an idea of where you're going to move to, you know, as a team, how you're going to go forward. And I think I was really looking forward to the conversations with Aaron to see how he fit into that. Those never transpired. So, there came a time where we had to make some, you know, decisions. So we went through his representatives to try to kind of talk to him where we were going with our team. And at that point, they informed us they would like to be traded to the Jets.
But you just said you did try and reach out to have those conversations. Oh, yeah. What you said.
Okay. All right. So the intrepid reporting of Matt Schneidman. Good questions. Good Q&A. I can't wait to see like how he writes the article about it. Like he's Dr. Fucking Seuss or some shit. But I think so. My initial thoughts on this Goody thing is the guy finally said something in the line of what I wanted him to say. But Rodgers had to say it first. So what Goody's saying is, I don't know. We called the guy, couldn't hear from him. And then he came on the show and said, I intend to play for the Jets. That's what Goody's saying. I love it. I finally. Tony, you first. Okay, go ahead.
One, if he had a great season last year, they would have connected and had a conversation. Two, who do you trust in this? Do you trust Gutekunst and this group and Russ Ball, who just got bashed by Dean Lowry today when he signed with the Vikings? Or do you trust
what Dean Lowry say?
Lowry bashed him, saying basically a backhanded compliment to the Vikings, saying it's a classy organization. There's two ways.
Dean Lowry.
I know. Dean Lowry. Win-win. Go to the Vikings.
Who do I trust? Brian Gutekunst, who is a UWL man, Dean Lowry, who is bad, or Aaron Rodgers, who is weird.
Yeah, well, Lowry's not a good player, but I don't know. I trust his integrity a little bit more than the other two.
What do these people want? Rodgers, 3 years ago, I can't. No, I retired from that. I can't do it. I retired from talking about Rodgers as a person. I can't do it. Hey. Okay, but I'll spin it and say, what do these people expect when they leave? You did not get re-signed. Like, you didn't get re-signed by your team. What do you want?
Yeah, what did you get from the fan when you left?
What did I get from the fan?
Yeah.
I got him. I guess.
You got nothing. You kicked out.
I got.
You're on vacation, I think, weren't you?
I'm not upset about my departure from the fan in any way. And now I'm working there again, so.
Okay. I'm sorry. I take that back. Hey, one last.
Why can't the Packers be more like the fan?
Exactly. Hey, lastly, before we leave, you have been making this point that I agree with, that the Packers have the leverage. And Douglas from the Jets does not have the leverage. They've already said that the Jets have said that Zach.
They came out today, yeah, and said Zach's their number two, and Robert Saleh's like, I might go to a darkness retreat.
Yeah.
They're already bending over cowtown for this guy.
And they're not going to get Lamar Jackson, so.
They said they didn't even want him. At least pretend like you want him.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, Bart. All right, Spark Guy, Bears still suck, but I love you. You're from West Dallas, so I'll talk to you later.
See you, Tony. See you, Troy. All right, Spark Guy. Hit me.
Why do you have to take anybody's side? I mean, Gutekunst, like, the whole leverage argument, like, why did he give that answer? The best answer to give would be like, Aaron has been a valuable part of the organization for 17 years. We're currently in active negotiations. What's gotten out, got out. We're trying our best to find the best solution for Aaron and ourselves. There'll come a time and a place when there's a recap of everything. But again, this is an active situation with a player on an active roster. Like, why take the risk of anything? Again, leverage is leverage, and people can argue about that all day, but now is not the time to give your side of the story. That's at least my opinion. If you're the Packers, you just keep riding it out, and you have all the time in the world. You have all the time in the world to say your side of the story. I have no idea why you would do it now. Like, what happens if this all blows up because of this? Like, why even say anything? Well, I think that's stupid.
Desperate enough, it won't. It won't.
Man. I agree. I agree. But I also think at this point in time, what's the advantage of saying anything?
Well, maybe Goody's like, I got this guy trashing the way we run our operation for the last 4 years. I mean, I want people to know, like the Packers are in a salary cap situation where they got to sign like dudes for cheap. And if you're listening to Rodgers, you might say, well, geez, should I go play with the Packers, or are they going to go should I go play with the XFL, or are they going to treat me better? Should I go play with the US? Like, Packers are mean. If you're no good, Packers are mean. This Packers are mean thing. This is the NFL. This is a league where guys are honestly, these players that grew up watching guys crunch each other half to death are now want more flowers on their way out. It's just insane. It really is. It's insane.
You got to play it like the Seahawks did, though. They waited a whole year, and then they rolled Wilson under the bus. That's the thing about these type of things. If that's your goal, is to make yourself look good, there's no time on that. They're answering to Rodgers. Again, it's a defensive move. I just disagree with that. You have all the time in the world to leak what you want and then say what you want. And before the deal's closed, why say anything? He could have just deflected that answer by saying, look, it's active, whatever. And then they could have spent the next year saying it at the time of their choosing. I just still think there's no advantage to playing your cards and playing, which is a hard card they played today, before the deal is done. Because there's a lot of things he can still do to mess things up. Because at the end of the day, I think that's his number one goal. I don't know.
I think his number one goal is to get the biggest trade baggage possible so he can say he was traded for a first-round pick.
Yeah. I also think his number one goal is to make those guys' life miserable. He hates Murphy. He hates Goody. I mean, and think about it. They're second to his family. Look what he did to his family. He'll do it to them too. He's waiting it out. So, like, I wouldn't do anything till I got the best package I could, and then you can say what you want. But again, Goody is just a lackey for Murphy, and Murphy is incompetent. He is so incompetent.
Let me tell you something about me. And I know that I retired from talking about Rodgers' personality, but I'm going to tell you something about me. And if you want to equate it to something about Aaron, you can. I'm just going to tell you something about me, okay? I, for whatever reason, have always liked and always felt that I needed to have an enemy. I have always felt that I needed someone in my life who I needed to prove wrong, or someone in my life that I needed to be better than, or someone in my life that I needed to show, like, you are no good at your job. You shouldn't have the job. You know that I should be there. You know what I mean? I've always felt like, so maybe other people need that too.
Agreed. No, I think that's a great read on it, but that's if he's the
Jordan Love front from Daniel. I don't know what that is. $2.
Maybe another $2 to verify the identity of Jordan Love in the eyes of Andy Reid, who didn't know who he was.
Yeah,
right?
Andy Reid was asked about Jordan Love on Monday. Said, I don't know who he is. They said he played against you with the Packers. He said, I don't know. Then he said, the quarterback. He goes, oh, yeah, no, he looked good. And so that's why I'm telling you right now, Packers Chiefs Super Bowl.
Well, I'll close with one final note. You're the biggest UWM fan out there. You saw their best players coming back, so hopefully they can run it back. That's the big news of the night, that they got their best player back, Freeman. So
Smart guy, thanks, buddy.
God bless.
BJ Freeman is coming back. He turned down considerable NIL money, according to Todd Rosiak of the Journal. Florida, LSU, and DePaul were among the schools that had showed interest in him, but he is going to come and stay with the Milwaukee Panthers. That is a big moment for that program, because a lot of times you do well at a mid-major, you run away somewhere else, like that loser from St. Peter's with the mustache. Where'd he go? BJ Freeman, look, you guys tweet BJ. There's like maybe 12 diehard UWM fans that like tweet BJ Freeman after games. Good job. But that makes an impact. The kid retired. Was that Frank? Was that you that tweeted that? The kid retires his number in the basement. That stuff makes an impact. I'm not saying you single-handedly saved BJ Freeman like certain shows single-handedly saved the Bucks from leaving Milwaukee, but I think that it did go a long way. So that was some cool news to see as well. Talk more Rodgers if you want. I think we got the main points out, is that I personally, like, what I wanted to tell Spark Guy was what he says. I mean, that's a totally rational, maybe correct take. And a lot of you guys commenting agree. Just say, hey, Austin's been one of the guys saying it, but hey, Rodgers, you know, he's been great. We don't comment on that kind of stuff. Maybe Goody didn't have to say anything. Maybe he had to say nothing. I, from where I'm sitting, liked that he did. And in the long term, is that bad? I'm not sure. I've just been waiting for this front office to take the reins back to show who's in control of their team. So maybe I'm thinking short term and not realizing what the long term will be, if there will be a long term. Maybe this just means nothing. Maybe in the 24-hour news cycle of the NFL, it doesn't matter and we forget about it by the next day. But I personally was happy to see Goody, like, have some balls for once. Now, what happened was Rodgers basically had to come out and say, yeah, I want to play for the Jets, before Goody would say, hey, look, he told us he wants to be elsewhere. And I do believe they tried to contact him. But maybe Rodgers thought that was part of his, you know, space. And I, like, when Rodgers came out of the retreat, he said, all of a sudden, everything changed. That's because there was a lot of those articles. A lot of those articles about trade partners and stuff did drop after he went in that retreat. So that's what he came out to. Doesn't mean that it'd be the Packers. Bart, I agree. I think Goody would have had some balls if he just said, we're going to Jordan. I thought he should have said that last year. I thought he should have said, we're going to do whatever is best to win games. But they let Fournette, broken thumb man, ride the defense out to lose to the Lions on Sunday Night Football. All right, Tim Shea is here driving around. What's the conference in town, bud?
I don't know. I have no idea. Some lady tried to tell me and I was half listening.
Oh, because I sent you the link and you said you're out driving tonight?
Yeah, it's quite busy there between the airport, Downtown and the Hilton is their opening night activity. So,
oh, okay. Hilton Milwaukee Conference. Anybody know?
I don't know. No, it's at the Hilton. Tonight is
Milwaukee Conference. It is the Let's Get in Ubers and Kill the Driver Conference. Oh,
oh no!
You're gonna die. You will die. So is there like a big difference night and day? I mean, I know that driving drunk kids around is
during,
always
during the morning is the busiest.
What are you taking people to, like the airport and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
I did wonder for a while if I didn't need a car, if I could just Uber to work every day. But you need a car. We're in a car society.
Yeah, you need a car. It's a bummer, unless you live in like the city of Chicago or New York or LA. You know, my cousin lives in Chicago. He doesn't use the car.
Well, yeah, then you got to pay like $300 a month for parking
mm-hmm.
in a garage or something.
Correct.
Man. So I'll just refresh you. The Bucks won.
Yes, I heard, but I saw on Twitter everyone bitching that no one played.
Well, people were mad before the game because they assumed that without Giannis and without Drew, we might lose to the Pistons. But we're not bad.
No.
The Bucks 3-13 are just as good as a lot of these other teams. You're not going to win a playoff series against the Celtics or Sixers or Nuggets or Warriors without Drew and Giannis. But if you've got to play the Pistons when they're like 16-50,
mm-hmm. you better beat them.
I mean,
I don't care who you throw out there.
But now, you know, now there's like a tangible thing, the number one seed. So most Bucks fans freak out whenever there's something tangible because we always think like we're going to lose it. Like if being a Bucks fan, you know that when you have a block party and you put an egg in a cup and you walk across the street to your neighbor and then they spread out a little bit. Bucks fans would drop that egg on the first time every time. They can't deal with having something in their hands.
Yeah.
They're always afraid to drop it. The Bucks aren't. The Bucks are not. They showed you they're not. But no. Bucks fans, I don't think Bucks fans have caught up to, like, we won that championship and we're like, oh, what a moment in time. No, that's like the continuation and start of a really long, good run of teams. We're good. Yeah.
I just all I did was look on Twitter as I'm watching the game, and all of a sudden, everyone's just bitching about the game. I'm like, guys, we're winning.
Yeah,
whatever. Just great.
We also talked about Rodgers and Goody.
Ugh. Will it ever end?
I don't know. It sounds like the things that I'm reading, it sounds like there will be a trade before the draft. We probably won't end up getting the first first round pick.
No, we won't. And that's fine. I've come to my senses that we will not get the number one pick. But
which I don't know.
And we might trade our number one pick.
Where are you reading that?
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Oh. I thought maybe someone on Curt and Long said it.
No.
You see our guy Freem's got the most wanted job in sports?
Really?
Yeah, host of the Lockdown Brewers pod.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
By the way, I do need to say, because I was saying for weeks and weeks and weeks that I was. Did you do your Happy Place hemp?
I did talk about it, but I'm always willing to talk about it.
I'm going to talk about it because – you know, last week and the week before, I kept on saying, I'm going to go. Well, I finally went. They yelled at me for saying, yeah, you said you were going to go. You were going to go. I'm like, yeah, I know. Oh, I know. Chris greeted me at the door, by the way. And he gave me his business card, too.
Okay, yep, that's Chris's card. I have the same one.
But there you go. Yeah. And he said, just drop me a note next time, and I'll send it to you. You don't need to drive all the way out here. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I like to go out there. But I got my night times. I'm refilled.
So you get the big bottle
better tonight. I got the big one. I got the big boy.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time sleeping, and then because I didn't take them for a few days, I was on the road and like didn't pack.
I haven't had them. I haven't had them for a couple days, and I kept on saying I'm gonna go. So tonight I'm taking one. Real quick, I'm driving past Miller Park, American Family Field, and it looks like they're testing out their lights for this year.
All right, a couple of things. Q said that was a 10-10 story right there. Poops Galore just gave you $5 for some cheese curds.
Nice.
So if you go and order some cheese curds, or wherever you go, if you go to a drive-thru tonight, send me a copy of the receipt and I'll comp it.
We can go to Culver's right now if you could stay on for 10 more minutes. I can go through the line.
Well, Radio Joe cheese curds are at Cousins.
Oh, I need Radio Joe cheese curds. Okay.
And also, cheese curds at Culver's are the one thing they need to improve.
Yeah, true.
It's Culver's. They need the squeaky ones. They give you like pellets.
Sorry,
which I still have notching through them.
I got my refill. Happy Place Hemp. It's good. They were happy to see me. We talked about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Admiral's tickets were a big hit.
They were.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of surprised by that. I thought we'd still be pushing them 2 weeks later.
But
not that people won't use the code. They're just be like, I'm not typing O instead of A for Admiral's tickets.
So I am good to go. I'm going to take my first one in a little bit. First one of the new pack, pack two.
Hold on. Our guys let's see. Culver's is trash. Culver's cheese curds are garbage. We went after a quick trip. Time for Culver's to get humbled.
Wow.
I'm a big Culver's supporter. I am.
I like Culver's. Their cheese curds are okay. They're not bad.
I've already griped the problem with Culver's is they really pressure you in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I'd like a Butterburger Deluxe combo. Anything else?
I know.
Yeah, I got four kids back here. I'd like a Happy Meal or whatever you guys have. Okay, anything else? Can I order? Can I order?
They're all about time, I guess. So, in and out. Quicker in, quicker you're out.
Where are you right now? On the interchange?
On the interchange, yes, I am.
Going south?
I'm making the turn.
Are you going south?
I am going, I'm going north.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm headed north towards Green Bay. I was headed east, and now I'm headed north.
People, there you are. I see you.
You see me?
Yeah, right by the...
I'll go through the tunnel. I'll go through the tunnel so you get more light.
Oh, you're going to Kilbourne?
Yeah, see? Track me.
My kid loves that tunnel.
Oh, I do too. Here we go.
Feels like we're in a big city. And I'm losing you in the tunnel. Look at this. Timmy.
I'll even honk my horn. What happened? Did it pause in a bad picture?
Yeah, that's my Twitter clip.
Okay, great. I can't wait to see it.
All right. Oh, Tony wanted to bet with you.
Yeah, what did Tony want? What's the best burger in Milwaukee?
What's the best burger in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't anyone say Cops?
I love Cops. Tony said someplace that starts Golden Euros. And Bodhi chirped back at him saying, any place that starts with Euros does not have a good burger. Golden Euros.
Shake Shack, Camino.
Someplace that Horvat likes in West Dallas. Golden Euro, Golden Chicken Euro, I don't know.
Yeah, Golden Euros.
Golden Euros, whatever. Apparently, Tony likes the burgers.
So your bet is you're going to bet a burger? You're going to bet a Milwaukee burger with a guy that lives in Texas?
What are we betting? What does he want to bet on?
Probably the spread. He wants North Texas.
Oh, for the game tomorrow. Oh.
NIT.
Yeah, I'll bet the spread. What is it? Badgers by 3, 3.5?
You think I know?
Maybe 4.5. I don't know. The NIT, the semifinals. Are you going live tomorrow night after that?
Should I?
I don't know.
How about you go live?
I'll go live. I'm actually going out for it. I'm going. I got a busy week. You're going out for that. I have.
Are you going to Milwaukee's Badger Bar, the Mecca?
I'm going. I've got a big week, Bart. Going out for that. Going out a Wednesday for fantasy baseball draft. Thursday, going out for Brewers, the Brewers game.
Where are you going
to
be?
I'm going to try and get you to come.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I think we're going to go to Kelly's Bleachers. Just me and my buddy. He's on spring break. He's a teacher.
But I wanted to do something live this week, but I'm not ready equipment-wise.
That's fine.
To go from a bar, because then the audio would be bad.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Do you have one like headset? You have a microphone and a because they probably give you.
We've been doing this for 6 months, and like, it's now like, I got another job rejection letter the other day.
Oh no!
Hey, is that Maters?
It is.
Well, who doesn't know that? Come on.
I feel like I'm taking you on a tour of Milwaukee.
Do you have a pickup, or are you just driving?
No, I'm just driving. I'm waiting for you to end this so that I can turn my app back on. I just wanted to get out of West Allison back into Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, get some curds and comp me.
I'll have to wait till tomorrow because I think Cousins is closed already. I think they close at 9. And apparently I can't go to Culver's. The people have spoken.
Well, Culver's probably closed around this time too.
I know.
This is the time of the day. This is something I fought with Chuck and Mike about. Like, if places close at 10 right now and you're looking for food, I don't know if I'd go to a Culver's. So it's 9:25 when we're recording this. I don't know that I'd go to a Culver's right now. If they close at 10 and it's 9:25, I'd go to like a McDonald's or a Taco Bell. I wouldn't go to anywhere that's going to be like a few minutes.
You wouldn't go to like...
I would never go to a sit-down right now.
Okay. You wouldn't go. I took this nice lady. She went, probably 9 o'clock, about a half hour ago. She was going out for dinner at a restaurant.
But it depends on the restaurant.
On the lake.
Well, those don't close.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to cost you for making any more money.
Oh, no, you're fine. I mean...
Okay, because I was going to talk about the Brewers for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about the Brewers. I'm down.
Okay, Brewers, big moves today.
Yes.
Everybody panicked that Luke Voit not being a Brewer meant we're going to lose the World Series.
Even I did.
Luke Voit is back. 1-year contract, club option for 2024.
I just hope Rowdy Tellez gets most of the playing time. I know it's not going to happen.
Minor league camp. And then Weimer's in the minors now too, right? So they brought up Terang.
Yep.
And they gave that last pitching spot to Gus.
Yep.
So I'm just going to go back to what Craig Counsell always says, is that this is the roster for one day.
Yep.
But it's a great achievement. I mean, to make an opening day roster is a great achievement. We've just seen like Brewers pitch, like someone's arm's going to fall off in that first game.
I would imagine those other guys who are not up will be up within the first 6 weeks of the season.
Is this a service time thing?
I don't think so. And I don't think I don't know. This isn't like Chris Bryant. Remember that? Like it was 4 days.
Yeah.
And everyone, all Cub fans were pissed and Bryant was pissed. And let's be real. He should have been on the opening day roster that year.
We actually, now that the station's crumbled, you signed on with us 6 months prior to your debut. We were saving you for service time.
Yes.
But then the station, I went on vacation and the station crumbled because I was gone for 2 days.
I was just sitting in Sparky's office for the first 6 months. And then he came in and said, bring in the lefty.
Bring in the lefty. Then you were late on like your second day and the boss held it against you ever since.
I know. To this day.
And then you decided to swim in the mud with me here.
I was never late again after that too. I'll never forget
that. I believe
walking in that day and you just laughing.
And I was at 6:50.
I was listening on the radio, and you were going to commercial, and you said something like, "It's me, Bart Winkler, with Tim Shea."
I was late probably once every 6 months.
You were late that one day when you had to start the show in your car.
Yeah, remember? I did it through our remote app.
Remember that?
And then I also, I did this once. Toby had to use this once. I had segments taped that if I was ever late, he would play it, and it sounded live.
Oh, I was ready to play an interview from the day before.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I'll just, you're laughing the entire time. Do it sound bad? No.
I don't know that I can ever like do a show at 6 again. That is early, dude.
I was shocked. I was shocked that only happened once that I came in late, because I am not a morning person.
Anyway, this is something we could talk about over drinks. Yes. With the Brewers, any other like takeaway from today's moves? Do you want to talk about what was the name of the fake producer? Todd? No, Todd died. With 3 D's.
Yeah, Todd. Whatever.
He slipped on ice.
The Brewers.
He was also fake.
Sure.
Here, Spark Guy, I'm gonna play your voicemail.
No, the Brewers are gonna be, it's gonna be interesting. I'm ready. I'm like I'm excited now. I'm excited that a couple of these young guys are up. I would expect the others to be back up. You know, the slate is clean with them. 0-0. You know,
let me play Spark Guy's voicemail. He was on the show earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening now. Sparkception, courtesy of our friends at Carl's Place. Carl of et.com/Bart Golf Simulators. We should all pool together and turn Tim's apartment into a golf simulator and host pods there and do golf simulators there.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Forget X-Golf. We'll have our own thing. And then we'll have Tim Shea bobbleheads that we'll give out on Paige Sporanic night. 402-915-BART is the number to call the voicemail line. And you can give us a call. Thanks to Carl's Place. So here's Spark Guy's voicemail.
Bart, Spark Guy here. Just got done listening to the pod of after the Nuggets game, but a lot of good Brewer talk. Wanted to talk Brewers, considering the season starts this week. Over-under. You know, I forget the last numbers I've seen. Mid-80s was the over-under from Vegas and wins. My prediction is decidedly under. You know, I think unlike the Bucks season, where I think there's a lot of talk about these regular season games not meeting as much, I think we are decidedly in a first half of the season is absolutely crucial for the Brewers. I think pay attention to these games more so than any other, considering that they've decidedly shown that if they're not hitting their mark, they're selling. And I just get the sense that you can relate it to the off-season event at the bar and kind of how decidedly unpositive things are. I didn't use the word negative. I used the new word unpositive, because basically how they're approaching the season. I can't help but think the hater thing is still out there. It's a hangover effect of what the team has shown the players they're willing to do, and that's now exacerbated by the Burns negotiation, and now Burns has had a pretty weak spring and hired Scott Boras as an agent. I just am skeptical of how invested everybody's going to be on the team. So that's kind of where I am. I think that there's a lot more team-wide issues there, and I think that if a wheel comes off like second half of the year, they all could come off, and then the sell-off begins. So would like to hear your perspective on that over-under. Do you think they're going to be over, or do you think they're going to be under? I'm decidedly under. I'm very skeptical until they prove me wrong with a 30-18 search or something. So looking forward to baseball part. See you.
86.5 Vegas has them at, Timmy.
God, I mean, if I say under, it's going to be like 85. So
yeah.
I mean, I don't think I could go over, but I've been at the beginning of this offseason, or I guess like January, February, I kept on saying that I can't see the Brewers winning more than, you know, 78 games. But with this, I just with this pitching staff, I like 85. I think I'm going to go on the record and say 85 wins this year. And that will get them in the playoffs, I think. Should, maybe. The National League is going to be tough to get those wild card spots. So they might have to win the division to get in the playoffs.
I said 85 the other day.
Are you going to go lower?
If I did anything, I might go higher. They always do that, though. They always. Austin noticed my mic has a cough button. Thank you. 78-84. That's from Matt.
Ooh.
Cues back in, says 65 win team.
What?
Craig bows out early.
No, stop that. 65. Even I won't say that. Come on.
Oh, did you finally
smarter,
pull over?
You're smarter hey,
did you finally
than
pull
that.
Over and park?
Yeah, I did.
You're not by
that.
The hop, are you?
No.
I heard you were on that hop that got crashed into this morning.
I guess so.
God. You okay?
Yeah, my elbow. Fuck.
Groover, he'll help you. He had a new commercial out. Did you see it yet?
No.
Yeah, and Steven Watson's in it twice.
Well, that's his son-in-law.
I know, but... I didn't know they were keeping that. I thought that was private.
Um, 65 wins? Come on. I want whatever he's smoking.
I don't know.
I will say it is weird that Craig still doesn't have a contract yet.
Well, it's weird if you think that he wants to be the manager next year.
Well, I've heard, you know, going back, maybe he wants to watch his son play baseball.
Yeah.
And then they just give the job to Tim Allen's buddy. Help me out.
Murphy,
thank you.
Is it worth leaving your dream job to watch your son play baseball? 414-799-1250.
Do the Brewers make the playoffs at 85? 80, you said higher, so 87 wins. Yeah, they do.
What do you think will be higher? The amount of managers the Brewers have this season or the amount of people that have bought Omaha Steaks with my package? Because I think that's at one.
Oh, boy.
$30 off, guys. A promo code BART. OmahaSteaks.com.
65 wins. Come on.
Ryan says, kids come and go. Jobs are the important stuff.
I need one.
Should I tell you who's recently rejected me?
Oh, gosh.
Then I'll wrap up.
The Home Depot.
I haven't gotten to that tier yet.
McDonald's?
Bart, thank you for your interest. We're fortunate to have many well-qualified applicants for this position. After careful review, we've decided to pursue candidates who's qualified or more closely. Associated Bank Social Media Specialist.
Okay, that's all right.
Let's see, who else just recently said no to me? Thank you for your role in the Manager of Communications for Spectrum.
I'm surprised you haven't filled out an application for the Brewers. They're looking for grounds crew help, Bart.
Thank you for your time and to considering your express your interest in the area communications manager at Waste Management. I was trying to get to the golf outing. Thank you for your interest in social media consultant here at Children's Wisconsin. Thank you for your interest in the public relations coordinator role at Baird.
Hold on, I got one here. Thank you for your interest for the producer role at Odyssey Milwaukee.
Thank you for your interest in being the podcast host of Lockdown Brewers.
Here's another one. You are being released from your contract on the Bart Winkler. Oh, this is from you. You don't want me anymore?
I would never.
I have a non-compete. No more podcasts for a year.
The greatest trick Giannis ever pulled, this is from Kevin, was playing on a back-to-back versus Jokic and watching the world burn when Embiid's decide to sit. Yeah, everybody got mad about Embiid. He didn't play against Jokic.
Yeah.
But Giannis did. And that's what we said about that Nuggets game. It's nice that they tried.
Yep.
I said earlier on Twitter I was excited to announce. And what I meant was that I was excited to announce this summer soccer games I'm announcing for Forward Madison. Got our season off with a tie against Union Omaha over the weekend. Patrick tweets at me, sorry, you have to enjoy paying high gas prices to travel to Madison. It's an hour away. I'll survive. Plus, you think I'm just driving to Madison and back? You know how many DoorDash opportunities I'll pick up? That'll pay for the gas itself.
Just think about DoorDashing in Madison.
Alex says, Bart, you get in fights on Twitter constantly. Why would they hire you for PR? Well, it's expanding my brand. Wouldn't it be great if Associated Bank just like one day started tweeting at Great Midwest Bank, like, fuck you. Well, you know, the engagement would be off the charts. I'd go to them. Hot take Jake. Tim, you want in or out? It's up to you.
I'll stay.
You're on the clock.
Yay, Timmy.
I'll stay. A late appearance by you, Jake.
Yeah.
I know. I had a late start watching the game. I just finished watching it. God, that was interesting.
Yeah, the Flamingos. I'm doing the Flamingos, yes. PA, just like goal by number 7, blah, 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 blah.
Are you going to learn the names, or is it just literally going to go numbers?
Well, I'll learn all the names.
Of course, yeah. You're consummate pro.
And if you think, Bart will only do big time. He's only big time. I'm going to do Shorewood High School in a couple days as well. So
that is big time.
Maybe I'll come out and watch you. Who are you here for? I'm here for the PA guy.
And then I come in and be like, I'm here for Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I feel honored.
Tim, I was
trying to figure out who you looked like. What do you got? My eyes are falling off. What do you got?
Well, I was trying to figure out who Tim looked like. And then the other day I saw him with his hat off and I'm like, Tim, have you heard of Tenacious D?
Yes. Stop. Okay. Enough. We're done.
So you've gotten the rage cage before.
Yes.
I love rage cage.
Gas?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle Gass is the man. It's a talent of that group right there. No, I just wanted to say that nice little win. It's nice when you can win without Giannis, obviously. But the other thing that was nice about it is that you could tell they never even had to really kick it into second gear. Like, they literally were just going through the motions and still ended up getting a fairly easy win. I really liked what I saw from Middleton, which tonight it adds to my theory that he really should be coming off the bench for this title run. I'm not saying long term his future.
Hey, LeBron came off the bench 2 nights ago.
There you go. I don't think long term Chris Middleton's future is coming off the bench in the NBA, which I also don't think his long term future is in Milwaukee. But I think that for this title run, it really suits them better with balancing out the offense. I think it's just much better if you can, for the most part, try to tier his and Giannis's minutes, off of each other, because offensively they're both kind of looking to do the same thing, you know, in different ways. But I just think the Bucks they're playing better. They just looked a little bit more balanced to me when Chris was coming off the bench. So it also just allows him to focus on more of just a pure scoring role, and you know, you don't have to worry about the defensive liabilities, because he certainly lost a step on that end. So that's what I saw from the game tonight. But my biggest point that I wanted to make was that Aaron Rodgers is a fucking fraud. And that's what I wanted to say.
Are you pro Goody saying what he said?
100%. Why shouldn't he? He should absolutely, you know, Rodgers does his stupid McAfee appearances. All he does is, even when he was on the team, you know, technically, you know,
Rodgers is serving a bunch. It's about time Goody like returns one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to sit there and be a passive aggressive little bitch all the time. I like that Goody's just like, yeah, we couldn't get a hold of him. And I already saw the Rodgers weirdo stands that were like, oh, how do you know that's true? He's just made, how do you know he's not making that up? It's like, yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the histories of these two individuals. Who is more likely to just make up some bullshit? And who is more likely to be unavailable because they were doing some stupid hippy-dippy bullshit in the middle of an important offseason? So, fuck Aaron Rodgers, man. Sorry, I know we're trying to cut down on the curse words, but God, that guy, just there's something about his stupid face. And his stupid dumps.
He took two of them in one weekend.
Yeah. So pertinent. And laugh out loud at the Jets general manager today. Just like, I mean, I think it's pretty easy. You know, the whole who has the leverage thing. It's clearly Green Bay. I look at it from a simple standpoint of there's so few good quarterbacks on planet Earth. And we have two and you have zero. So that already tells me, you know, we have all the leverage. And then when they were like today, oh, what about Lamar Jackson? Well, no, we're not even looking into that. We're sticking to what plan A is right now. Like, so you're just admitting like, yeah, I have no leverage. What an idiot.
How do you not milk the Lamar thing?
Well, here's the thing. And this is where Aaron Rodgers' stupid weirdo personality plays into our hands is that if you do say, well, you know, maybe we'll look into it. Now his feelings are all hurt. Aaron's butt hurt. And now, oh, I don't know if I want to play for the Jets anymore. Because he's the most thin-skinned, fragile little bitch I've ever seen.
Again, just because I retired from this kind of stuff doesn't mean you guys have to.
Absolutely not. I'll always bring the heat, man.
In fact, I'm depending on it.
Nah, you'll be back.
I can't wait till he gets traded. And do you think some of this is like, it's milking it? Like, the Packers Pro Shop, was it the Pro Shop that... No, not the Pro Shop. There was somewhere, it would never be the Pro Shop. But someone's got 50% off Rodgers stuff already. But now you're going to get people that are like, oh, he won't get traded. They'll buy the stuff. They're really slowly ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I think at this
point, we're all getting used to the post-Rodgers world, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what else is every time that, you know, that another story, another Twitter or another tweet, like, I just hope that people are really getting behind Jordan Love. That's the biggest thing in all this because, like, he didn't ask for any of this, and he seems like a good kid, and I think he's going to be a really good player. So, you know, first year probably will be a little bit of a struggle. I still think Green Bay wins the division this season with Jordan Love. And even though his numbers may not reflect it, I think the Packers offense as a whole is going to be better with Jordan Love.
I'm going to wrap up, Jake. Great stuff. People are loving you. Saving the best for last.
Always.
Tim's Fork Mike says you're on fire.
Oh, that's man. A good now I'm honored.
That's a good
fork. All right, WrestleMania pod.
We'll do that.
All right, hit me up, man.
Jake's going to co-host with me.
I love it.
You guys have fun.
All right, and then thanks, Jake.
Love you guys.
Badgers NIT, I'm not doing a live after
it. That's fine. I know you won't. it's North Texas. We'll beat them by 20.
I will go live Wednesday night after Pacers.
I have my football. I have my baseball draft. So,
okay,
I'll try and join you. Maybe late.
Potential for a two live Thursday. Brewers, Cubs, Bucks, Celtics.
Ooh.
If the game doesn't get rained out.
Why are they opening in Chicago?
If the Brewers get rained out Thursday, I would still do a live on Friday. CBS Sports Radio, 11 to 4 on Saturday, 9 to 1 on Sunday.
Boy, you got a busy week.
And then the Bucks play at the same time as WrestleMania, so I'll figure it out.
Hey, Monday's a big day. Next Monday, a week from today, Bart.
A week from today.
home opener.
The home opener. And I will not be covering it for the first time in 8 years.
Well, let's get into a little trouble then.
I don't know yet.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to the game, so.
All right. Well, I want you back on the road. I'm getting worried about you.
I'm okay.
Maybe, like, people we can meet up somewhere for the beginning of the game.
On Wednesday? Thursday?
Monday.
Monday? I'm going to the game Monday.
Oh, yeah.
That's also National Championship Monday. And by the way, real quickly, cheapest Final Four you'll probably be able ever to get in.
Well, why do people care about why is that a story?
Because last year you had all the Blue Bloods, and this year you have three new teams in there, and no one cares. It's FAA. You know, it's not your Kentuckys. It's not your Carolinas.
Who are you scoping out?
I don't know.
Get on the road.
All right.
Final Four is cheap. Whatever.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
There is a car going nuts.
Get out of there.
In this parking lot right now.
Leave.
All right. He's gone. Leave. Yeah. So it's not the Blue Bloods. You know, last year you had Kentucky. Kansas.
But like, how many people are going to the Final Four?
80,000.
Well, then they'll get a good deal.
Tony's going.
You don't think people, like, if you're from FAU or San Diego State, you're dropping everything to go to the Final Four.
I mean, yeah. You're right.
So they wanted Texas in so they could jack up the price.
Oh, Texas was in, and all they needed was Texas. Texas-UConn would have been a great semifinal game, too.
Final Four tickets plummet. I mean, 5 minutes left to go. When Texas was playing the Hurricanes, tickets to get in were $286. They've dropped all the way to $157.
Yep. To get into the championship game right now is just $100.
Yeah.
So I went to a Final Four.
Down to $75, according to the Houston Chronicle.
I went to the Final Four in Minneapolis, and we paid $400 for three games, the two semifinals and the championship game. And then we sold our championship game tickets.
By the way, if anyone's interested in where I'm at in my complete MCU watch, I'm through Captain America, all of Agent Carter, the three Iron Mans, Hulk, Thor, Avengers, the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the next Thor, Guardians, the Winter Soldier, and I'm halfway through Daredevil season one. Okay.
Congratulations.
I'll save that for the next time I talk to Seth Everett.
Sure.
He'd appreciate it.
Ooh, Insomnia Cookies is still open.
Yeah, you can go there. All right.
All right, Bart.
Thanks, everyone that joined. And,
go Brewers!
Yeah.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.